I'm Britt from Marketing Chi. I'm sitting here in my local Starbucks. I am finally home after a week away at the Radiant Success event in Raleigh, North Carolina, which I co-hosted with Denise Wakeman, Kathleen Gage, Marnie Pearson, and Janice Pettit. We are bringing the Radiant Success event next year, if you haven't heard, to Atlanta, Georgia. Come on down, y'all. And we're just beginning the planning stages for this. I'll be letting you know what's going on over the coming months as we get closer to next year's event. All I can say is wow, wow, wow. We had such a fabulous time. Our participants were enthusiastic and engaged and really gave their all. We had great expectations, of course, for this conference, but I have to say that mine were exceeded by about 1,000%. Now I have to get back into my routine. It's always a little bit of an adjustment period when you're coming back from a live event like this to do it. When you're going to a live event, the best thing to do is look at your notes the next day, or at least within the next 48 hours after your return, and pick out those action items that you want to implement. So many times we go to conferences, come back with a whole boatload of papers, and nothing ever comes of it. Follow up with all of the folks that you met, greet them on Facebook, send them an email, make those contacts, and then take the action items that you have written down from the information that you gained from your conference, whether it was at the Radiant Success event or other conferences that you go to, and put those into place. All the conferences in the world are not going to substitute for focused and concentrated action. This is Ellen Britt from Marketing Chi signing off. Bye, y'all.